the Lafayette Symphony Orchestra is celebrating the birthday of Leonard Bernstein. He would have been 100 years old this last August. And what a consummate musician, someone who was an educator, a pianist, a conductor, a composer. And you guys are playing incredible music. Joining me in the studio is Nick Palmer from the Lafayette Symphony.
Hi, John. We're so excited about this show. I mean, we've got some great repertory and a lot of diverse repertory from so many different parts of his output.
And I know that he's someone that, you know, sort of jumped onto the scene, you know, filling in for the New York Philharmonic as a conductor, but, you know, always was so, you know, well-respected by, you know, his mentors, you know, someone like Aaron Copland and Roy Harris for his music. And sometimes it was thorny. Sometimes I think there was always just incredible rhythm with it. You guys are doing a piece that he wrote on a sabbatical from the New York Philharmonic, and he wrote these wonderful psalms, and they're just snappy and fun. And at the same time, they've got a little bit of religion in them.
They do. I know. And I mean, so that we have that liturgical element in Hebrew and a little tiny bit of Latin, in addition to jazz, where he basically notated something that sounds like it might have come out of the Miles Davis trio or quartet. And then, of course, great ballet music. And you're right, when I've been spending time studying this music, I really do notice the rhythmic complexity. And also where he gets ideas from. And there are so many unusual places he finds things. You know, one might be somewhat like Haydn or Stravinsky, and one might be like, again, Miles Davis, and then another one might be, you know, Mozart or Copland or, you know, so there's so many things going into his music.
You guys have some incredible guests with you, the Lafayette Master Chorale, and you guys have a clarinet solist, right, for Prelude, Fugue, and Riffs?
We do, yes. Michael Bennett is joining us from the Lafayette Master Chorale, conducting that wonderful chorus. And he will be actually conducting the orchestra and chorus in Chichester Psalms and also the finale from Candide, Make Our Garden Grow. So we're really excited to have Michael. He's so talented, and he's done so much in this community for music. So it's just thrilling to have him. And, you know, we've done a lot of great collaborations with the chorus and its various iterations over the years.
Yeah. And then a little bit of like Bach and Bernstein mixed together, this Prelude and Fugue and Riffs is
right.
Very, very jazzy and
it is.
Fun.
It really is. And Randy Salmon will be our clarinet soloist, who many people in the community are familiar with. It's just such an unusual piece of music. It is very, very complex, rhythmically and otherwise. It's very short. It's only about 9 minutes long and has three movements, and each one of the movements just flows into the other.
I'm speaking with Nick Palmer from the Lafayette Symphony Orchestra, and this concert, I know you have such an experience that working with dancers, you have to be very careful about tempos. When you're doing the ballet here as a concert, you can have fun and go as fast or as slow as you want.
It's great, and I remember the days when I used to be a ballet conductor, and you know, you had to, you know, conduct the piece at 93 beats per minute, not 94 or whatever. And it was, you really were in kind of a straitjacket. But you're right, we get to really have fun. And, you know, that's the thing about this music, too, from the three dance episodes from Fancy Free. They are all just very boisterous and loud and fun. And, you know, there are three characters that are each different that are trying to impress these women that they meet in New York in Times Square. And they're soldiers on leave. And so each one of them has a different way of trying to impress them. And each one of the dances is so cool.
I guess I'd end asking, you know, he did these incredible lectures on music and the Norton talks and whatnot. And I was going to ask, I know you've been out to school out east. Do you have a personal connection with Leonard Bernstein?
I do, actually. Yeah, I had the opportunity to meet him several times. He used to come back to Harvard and he didn't do serious music when he came back. He wanted to play the piano and have people sing along the Harvard songs together with him. And so he would come to Lowell House, where I was an opera conductor and had an opera company every year there. And he would just sit around, and he would always be wearing a blue blazer with a patch on it and a white shirt with an ascot. And he really looked the part. Usually had a cigarette and a cigarette holder, too. I mean, the guy was larger than life. So it was fun. It was fun to get to know him a little bit. And I did have an opportunity to meet him professionally when I was in the business, too.
Wow. Well, we're looking forward to it. I know that we'll shine in the music. And hope you'll come back, Nick, and tell us more about the Lafayette Symphony.
Anytime.